This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Welcome to Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. This is the show where we interview baseball's best coaching minds from around the world who love to challenge the status quo. I'm your host again, Pete Caliendo. We are in beautiful, where are we, Mike?
Salmon Arm, ready to go up to Revelstoke.
We're Salmon Arm, British Columbia, Canada. We're on our one of our 17 different locations that we will be at in 15 days doing the BC Baseball Coaches, Parents, Players Caravan. It's a great educational program. It's actually the largest in British Columbia of grassroots level development. And this is where we educate everybody in the game of baseball, promote the game a little bit. So we're excited to be here. Don't forget, baseballoutsidethebox.com. Go to our Twitter. Go to @baseballoutsidethebox. Show to everybody around the world. Spread it around. Please make sure that you let everybody know about Baseball Outside the Box, a great educational program. We also have Facebook, and we're all over social media with baseball tips. And today we're here in Salmon Arm because we are going to discuss a little bit about what our caravan's all about. For you people around the world that have baseball programs, this is an outstanding program that needs to be tailored to everyone in your country. You can take the same type of caravan, we're going to describe it to you, put it in your country. It's going to help develop the game of baseball in a great way. So first person we're going to interview is the brainchild behind the program, the director of coaching program with BC Baseball, and also one of the board of directors, Mike Kelly. So Mike, how are you doing today?
Very well. Let's enjoying the road trip.
All right, listen, you know, you thought about this along with your board of directors 7 years ago, and tell us a little bit about the program, what it's all about, and kind of what it's done for the development of the game in your area.
Well, it all started 7 years ago, and we decided that we want to do the traveling roadshow around the province, and we are the only one in Canada that does this, and we decided that we wanted to involve the parents, the kids, the coaches, and get them participate in all the drills, and it's working really, really well. And we could tell every year when we come back, the kids are getting better baseball and they're playing a lot better. So,
and are you seeing increases in participation? What are some of the responses you're getting from the actual participants?
Oh, absolutely. Baseball is growing, and I would say that this is one of the reasons it is growing because of what we do, and the parents enjoy what we're teaching the kids and the coaches are learning. Last night, for instance, we did an hour-and-a-half pitching clinic for coaches and players, and it was really, really good. And also, I'm not going to knock it. It's just the Blue Jays, by them winning baseball, they draw a lot of people to play this game also.
That's great. And Grant Reimer, one of the coaches and board directors, will be on the show in a few minutes. He's the gentleman who did the pitching clinic yesterday for players and coaches. You know, when we talk about the caravan, there's a lot of locations. It seems like every year we're adding more and more, and people want this.
Yeah, you're right, because when we first started, I think we did it for a week, and then we went for a week and a half, and now it's last year was 2 weeks, and this year it's 2.5 weeks. It's heavily in demand. All the communities want it, but unfortunately, we can only do so many, and they have to apply every year, and we decide who gets it.
Now, obviously, the program is for the kids, you know, and we want to help the kids as much as possible. We're educating coaches, but part of that program is also the parents. They're a key element of this.
Absolutely. The parents are really love what we're doing because I sit back and parents come and talk to me and say, this is great. I mean, this nothing's ever been done this way. And by you involving us, my husband and myself, and then we can go in the backyard and throw the ball with my child and they know exactly what we're looking for. And this it just shows every year the improvement.
And for all the baseball coaches and countries around the world that are working with baseball, you all know that it's important that, you know, you include everybody in the development of your players. And what you're about to hear, you're going to hear some of the fundamentals that are being taught, some of the fun things that are being done at the Caravan. You're going to listen to some of the instructors that are doing this. So, Mike, first of all, I just want to thank you for being on the show. Thanks for, you know, having me part of it, and also for having thought about this program, because it seems to really help baseball grow at the grassroots level.
Absolutely, and let's hope that other provinces and other countries do what we do, because it's all important for the kids to learn how to play the game and keep them in the game.
All right, thank you, Mike. And now we are going to have Orville Germain. He's one of the board of directors. He's also with the high performance teams here in BC baseball. These guys, just so you know, I've worked with them for over 7 years. These are some of the best instructors, not only in Canada, but also that I've worked with around the world. They're really energetic. They know the game. They love teaching kids, coaches, and players, and along with parents. So right now I want to introduce Orville Germain. Orville, tell me a little bit about, glad to have you on the show. Tell me a little bit about what you think about the Caravan, why you think it's so important.
Caravan has been awesome, and we keep getting more and more interest every year. The big thing about the Caravan that makes it unique is it's not just for players, it's not just for coaches, it is also for parents. Because the reality is, to get good at the game of baseball, you need to do something every day. Baseball is an everyday game. And it's really fun for parents to practice with their kids and to play with their kids, especially when they're younger. So what we do that's unique with the Caravan, we give them drills and identify the skills, explain the skills in a way that parents can recognize proper positions, proper movement patterns, and that players can do it too, so that you don't have to have great technical knowledge and a lot of experience to help your kids with some really basic things. And it might just be 10 extra swings a day that they get, but over the course of a week and then 2 weeks and a month, they get a lot better, and the parents really have fun.
All right, tell us now also, because we know all the coaches here, they have a station. We rotate the groups every 15, 20 minutes. We want to keep movement going, excitement going. We want to, make sure, and every station also includes the parents and coaches, so they're involved, and they listen to the coaches, what they're saying. Sometimes they participate in the drill. Tell us about your station and hitting, a little bit of what you the foundation of it, basically, and what you're teaching, some of the drills you're doing there. So our coaches around the world get an idea, some of the real basic drills that they can do that can really help young kids at the grassroots level.
The first thing that we explained to parents, you don't need to practice with real balls and real bats. Any implement that you can swing to make it fun, where the kids have success, is fantastic. So what we use, we actually get very large barreled plastic bats, and we use spongy balls. They're called anywhere balls that you could get hit from 5 feet away. They don't hurt. So all of a sudden the parents takes away the fear, and we explain you could do similar things at home. You can get creative. You could use a curtain rod and a rolled up sock, or a wooden dowel and just a rolled up piece of paper, things that you can use anywhere and still have fun, take some swings. So what we do initially is we have the kids and the parents get in an athletic position, everybody. And we ask them, what's unique is we say, look, okay, they're all doing it. Where's your head in relation to your feet? Well, dead center in the middle. Then what we do is I pretend to throw up an imaginary 100-pound rock and have them all catch it. And guess what they all do? Parents and kids alike, they catch it. And I ask them again, where's your head in relation to the feet? Well, dead center in the middle. Even the little kids can recognize that, and what's really important is their parents can recognize that. Then through a demonstration, I go through and take a swing and just say, what's important is that you can recognize it and help your kids get back there, but also in a good pro-style advanced swing, hey, once your front foot is down and you're ready to launch your hands, your head needs to be in the middle, and your body simply rotates around it throughout the swing. And they can recognize that. So we have the players take about 10 swings with their parents watching and just say, hey, just work on keeping your head in the middle, and let's make sure that your belly button and your back shoelaces are pointed back at the pitcher when you're done. That helps. What do they have to do to make that accomplished? Just simply turn your hips, and if that front or the back foot stuck in the ground, just lift the heel so the foot comes around with it.
And it sounds like you're working on your balance. It sounds like you got a light bat in your hand, so they're able to swing the bat and the body can control the bat at this particular time.
You're absolutely right. And that's the one thing we explain, that the variance in the hitting implement, as long as it's not so heavy that it drags the barrel down to the ground that the kids can't control it, it's great that they use light things that they can control. Because if you put something light enough in the hands of a hitter, even if they're little kids and you don't overcoach them, but you throw something at them from the front, they'll actually swing pretty good with their natural swing.
You know, what's cool about it too is, as I watch it, you know, you got the big barrel wiffle ball bats, you got now parents in front tossing the ball, they're active, and these kids are hitting every ball.
We line up, we go with 16 to 18 bats so that every player in the group actually has a bat, and we've got about 120 balls. We only get them about 10 feet apart because these balls don't hurt, so every parent or coach is tossing to a player. So there's no standing around. Everybody's actually hitting. And then what we do is we'll introduce the second part of it, which is just to show them a palm-up, palm-down grip of contact, which allows them to be strong at contact and also allows them to get their hands back. Once they get that, we then talk. One of the common things that we hear a lot, these players have been told that their back elbow has to be up to swing. So by using a demonstration of how you would hit a nail into a wall with a hammer, we have them all do it, try it, and then we bring somebody up to the front. And what's unique is even the little players, as well as all the parents, all do the same thing. The first thing they do is they load their hand, and then they bring their elbow down to their side to swing the implement. And it makes sense to them because nobody ever coached them to swing a hammer. Nobody ever coached them out of doing things. And we tell them, hey, that's what the baseball swing is. If you've got a good grip that allows your hands to be back and you throw something at the front, as long as the arms are relaxed, that elbow goes towards your belly button, puts you on plane with the pitch for a long, long time, and the kids will be great.
You know, and finally, you know, what's great about it, I saw last night, is for all you coaches and parents and players out there anywhere, I watched 15 to 17-year-olds have so much fun with the wiffle ball bat and so much fun with hitting these balls and learning at the same time. Because we always think wiffle ball bat, you know, it's going to be for a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, but it was awesome to watch these kids.
It's incredible. We get two things happen. One, the players all think they need real bats. So they pick them up, and they're pretty dubious that this is going to be fun. And the parents are terrified of standing out front and having balls hit back at them. But once they realize how soft they are, and once the players see how much fun it is, because you can still really drive the ball. And because they're big-barreled bats, the kids are having success. Pretty soon, everybody's laughing. Everybody's hitting. Everybody's laughing. They're running around. Nobody's worried about getting hit because the bats don't hurt people, the balls don't hurt people, all they're doing is hitting, and you say, you know what, you can be doing this at home, it's fun, you get 5 to 10 minutes a day, you could do this, and you'd be so much, the kids are so much better, and you're having fun working with, playing with your children.
Outstanding. That is Orville Germain. He is one of the BC Baseball Caravan coaches on our tour in 17 cities, 15 days. So Orville, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having us, and thanks for coming along. We really appreciate your expertise and your view on things and helping us to spread the word about baseball and what we're doing here, because it truly, we think, is unique, gets everybody involved.
Thank you, Orville. And as you know, I've talked about it many times, BC Baseball, one of the best places for the development of baseball that I've seen around the world. Now, there's other places around the world doing a great job, no doubt, and I've seen most of them, but BC Baseball is at the top of that list. So follow what they're doing. And right now, we're going to go around the horn where we go to our stations, and we're going to bring in the instructor, BC Baseball Director, High Performance Coach. Again, I think I've been with these guys about 5 years. I said 7 earlier, but I've seen them work, and they're outstanding coaches. Grant Reimer works with, on one of the stations, he actually works with the fielding and the throwing and does an outstanding job. He also gives a great talk to the parents about how they should act in the games and so forth, and then also after games what they should do as far as when kids struggle or, you know, parents are going home and all that. And he'll tell us a little bit about it. So, Grant, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. We have a blast. We have a lot of fun. So when kids see us having fun, they have fun. We have fun on a caravan in general, just even when we're at the hotel. But tell us a little bit about the station that you work at and what we do there to help our coaches around the world understand the fundamentals of what we're dealing with.
Okay. We work on the station. The kids can be anywhere from 3, 4 years old all the way up to 18 years old. And what we're trying to do at the station, what we're trying to do is teach them how to throw. And when you look at, a week, there's 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, it's 168 hours in a week. And many of these kids, the younger kids, don't get out more than 1 or 2 hours with practice. And so if they 2 hours of practice total in the week, there's 166 hours left in the week. So I try and, with the caravan, the goal is to always get the parents and the coaches involved. And if the parents, we can show them how to play catch, simple things of turning sideways with their kids. What we're going to do is we're going to look for, ways to make it simple for the parents to play catch with their kids. And that's, the great thing. So we work on that. We work them on showing them how to throw, and then showing them how to throw to a target. We sort of set up a little infield. That's all it is, from basically the throw from like a shortstop angle to first base. We normally set up anywhere from 3 first base to 5, depending on how many kids. And we have, 3-4 kids in each station, so they can all get in. And what we're trying to have them do, depending on their age, is starting from throwing position, make the throw. And then we convert them. We go to fielding position to make the throw, then from fielding position. And as they get older, we're incorporating moving towards the ball. So it depends on where they're at, and what we're going to do is take baby steps so the parents and coaches understand to develop them into their throwing.
All right, and now I've watched the drill a lot, and a lot of it has to do with, getting in a fielding position, then getting in a throwing position. Explain that a little bit. I know we're on a podcast. We're also on Facebook Live. It can help a little bit. Explain a little bit about the fielding position and the throwing position.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we just talked quickly about ready position, and from then we get them into fielding position where their feet are going to get a little bit wider and they're going to be able to get the ball with both hands and pick it up, and from there they're going to transfer the ball into the hand. We work on that depending again on the age,
because
the younger kids are more concerned with the 3, 4, 5, 6 year olds just to be able to turn sideways to get into throwing position. But we go from fielding position to throwing position. We start with the ball in their gloves, so there's nobody hitting out balls, no one's doing anything. They're starting with it in their glove, gloves on the ground, and they're in fielding position, and they transfer it and they go to throwing position.
That's what's great, is one of the key words you said is they start with the ball in the glove, because that's where you field the ball, that's where you catch it. So now they're actually, like you said, working on the transfer, and that's not easy. And then do you stop them in the throwing position to see where they're at?
Yeah, what we do is I follow the philosophy is you teach, you show, and then you do. And I don't want to get too much with the kids, because this day and age, you see the younger kids, they've surpassed us on how to work the computer.
Yeah.
So what with these young kids, I'm trying to tell the coaches and the parents, we're going to teach them, we're going to show them, and then we're going to let them do it. And eventually, we got lines of, 3 kids, 4 or 5 lines of them, and they'll go through it pretty quick as we show them. And then I tell the parents, they'll pick that up, just keep going, and I tell the coaches, and we let the kids work through that. And normally, we show them, teach, show, do. We don't want to always just keep instructing. You got to let them do it, and they kids are smart. They'll catch and pick that up.
And what I noticed also, which I thought was outstanding, was as the players get a little older, you go through it, they go through it slow, maybe the first couple, and then all of a sudden now you pick up the pace and you put the older players in different positions to make them do different skills and build that athleticism.
Yeah. What we're trying to do is simulate all different throws that you make, you'll make in the infield. We use 10 different infield throws that I try and, again, where they're at and how much time we have. But again, they start everyone from fielding position. And what I'm trying to do is teach the coaches and show the parents that coaches don't have to come after practice after they warm up and start hitting out with a fungo bat as everybody standing around. Baseball, you need to have, kids, we want to have more active. So what I have them all, we put a bucket of balls, we start where the second baseman would start, and they all run through these 10 different infield drills, one after the other. You have a couple of first basemen, they'll rotate. There's no coaches hitting out any fungos. They do it from second base. I may have them run through these 10 infield throws 2 or 3 times, then move the bucket to shortstop and have them run through 10 infield throws from there. And what happens then is they had all that repetition. And so then when the coach starts hitting the fungo, now the kids can do whatever footwork, whatever fielding they want. We got to let kids have their use their athletic ability. We can't keep them so structured that you know, they're robots. We want to let them use their athletic ability. And as you see it, and when you keep working that, the kids get all that repetition without a coach ever hitting on a ball. Then the coach will hit out the ball and let the kids see what they do.
And what I love about it is when you watch them do this, they do it. They start doing it at a fast pace, and we think we always got to go slow, slow, slow. Actually, in a fast pace, they get better at it as they do the actual skill faster.
Yeah, I mean, what it is, we're letting the kids do the athletic ability. If we stand and we talk to them too much, we slow down the practice. The kids get bored, yep. And then they lose interest. Okay. So what we have to do is to teach, show, and do, and let them do it, and they'll pick it up. And that's why we've got to make the game funner for the kids, but we also have it at a faster pace.
Cool. And finally, you got to tell us this, because if we're going to try to videotape this segment live also. Grant Reimer gives a talk at the end of the camp that's extremely important to the coaches and also especially to the parents when it comes to games and after games and all that. So give our audience a little bit of an idea there what you tell the parents, because I think it's outstanding.
Well, one thing that we have to know is that too many times parents, and it's mainly the fathers, they're what they do is they're too hard on their kids. They love their kids, but they're too hard. Little Johnny's at second base, ball goes through his legs. The whole ride home, dad instead of telling Johnny what he should, Johnny, I love the watching you play the game, he's telling Johnny, if you would have picked up this ball and you would have this and you would have that, and the whole car ride home, little Johnny's just terrifying. It's terrified to go in the car, and basically, the nature of things is mothers love their kids unconditionally, and I tell the kids, if you have two cars, go home with your mom.
Yeah.
And tell the dads to stay off the kids for, 24 to 48 hours. Let them work on that with the coach at practice. Don't bother them. Make it fun for the kids.
That's outstanding. I'll tell you what, if you see it, it's a great show. And what's neat about all this, too, is that, all of us try to give, and I think coaches around the world need to understand this, you need to give humor. You need to have some humor at the games, at practices. Because when you have a little bit of humor, kids relax a little bit. They have some fun. They learn faster. And we do the same thing at the caravan. We have fun with the parents. We have fun with the coaches. We have fun with the kids. So tell us finally some last-minute words of wisdom to our audience when it comes to coaches and parents. Anything you might want to add?
Well, just have fun with it. I mean, we want to keep the kids in the game. Have fun with it. Leave things be. I mean, it's just a game of baseball. We're just there to have, you're just there to have fun, the kids. And let's, want our kids to play. So let's, make it fun and have fun and take the kids out for ice cream after the game.
Yeah.
And
just make sure we're not paying for it.
Well, you know what? Pete,
yeah, you don't mean it.
Yeah, Pete can pay for it.
I'm
it's okay.
My budget.
You can send Pete an email. He has coupons from some of the major restaurants, and he'll send them to you.
Hey, this is a podcast that's growing and developing, and one day when it grows big, I'll buy everybody ice cream. Grant, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to bring in the final instructor. We always save the best for last. He may look young, but let me tell you, he is one of the better instructors that I have seen. He's energetic with the kids. He makes them move all the time. He has fun with them, and they learn a ton. He's also a former player here in Canada, played college baseball. Michael Daggs with BC Baseball, one of the caravan instructors. Michael, good to have you on the show, man.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the caravan, your thoughts. You've been involved now. This is your second year with the caravan. Tell me a little bit about what you think about it.
I think it's great. The kids learn a lot when they, though we only have them for an hour and a half, 15, 20 minutes each station, I think it's great that the kids can come out and learn. The parents learn too. They can take their kids home. And basically, it's great to see the fundamentals reinforced in the game of baseball. And the more we reinforce those fundamentals, the better the kids become. And the better they become, the more success they have, the more fun they have playing the game, the longer they stay in the game.
You know, now, folks, if you've been around the game a little bit working with young kids, you know that, you know, obviously dads do a great job. They do their best to work with volunteer, you know, as a volunteer. We need volunteer coaches all over the world to give their time and to make sure they do it right, because that keeps kids in the game longer, and because they're gonna, especially if they're having fun. That's what keeps them in the game longer. So volunteers are important. But don't underestimate young players that come out of college in some of these camps, because they're very good as instructors also. They've been around some good baseball coaches. They've been around, you know, the game. And you have moms that do, you know, I've seen that are great coaches also. They can be great volunteers because, as Grant said earlier on the show, they're a little bit more sympathetic and they'll have a little bit more patience. So if we have a mixture of all these people as volunteers, we're going to have some great coaches. So now, Michael, tell us, you've got base running, I believe, and also you have swing the bat. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the station, what you actually teach, and also the drills that you might do.
So with the base running group, I like to reinforce the fundamentals. Base running in baseball is one of the most undertaught parts of the game of baseball, I believe. It's one of the most valuable parts of the game of baseball. A lot of kids at a young age, they really don't know how to run the bases besides first to second to third to home. So basically, I start them off simple, take an imaginary swing and run as hard as they can through first base, and then really reinforce they need to run hard all the way through the bag. They can't slow down before the bag with the younger guys. And as the older guys, I start getting more technical with them. We need to chop our steps when we get past first base, and we want to take our look to the right to see if there's a ball overthrown. If there's a ball overthrown, we go to second. So we run through home to first, very simple. Once they get that down, then we start working on rounding the base, going for extra bases. So they need to take banana cuts. A lot of players don't know they need to touch the inside corner of the base, not only for safety, but for speed. And we talk about which foot they need to use to touch the base. And by the end of it all, kids may think they know a lot about base running, but they learn something from the group. And at the end of the day, they're a little more comfortable running the bases, and they know how to do it safely without hurting themselves, and they become more efficient on the bases. And they have fun at the end. So we have a little race to inspire some competition, some camaraderie between the players. And at the end of that, they all say they have a great time, and they take take a little bit of information away from base running, and then they can use that on their teams at home. Moms and dads can run with them. So it's great to see.
Yeah, and it looks like also you get the kids running right away. You know, I mean, and they're doing a lot. They're not standing still. They're not listening too long. You know, you demonstrate it first, but then you actually do it.
Exactly. The kids need to be moving. Baseball is a very standstill sport, so the less, as coaches, as the least we can talk, the better. The more we have the kids moving around, the more fun they have. The more they work, the better they become, and they want to stay there longer. They think practice is fun when they're doing stuff. When the coaches talk too long and they don't let the kids do it for themselves, they don't learn for themselves. So what I like to do is, instead of explaining them what to do, I like to ask them questions and make them think for themselves. If a player can think for themselves, they're going to learn more rather than us just explaining it to them, because a lot of the time kids like to tune us out as coaches, as parents. So I like to make the kids think for themselves, and at the end of the day, they're having fun when they're learning.
You know, that's awesome, and that's great advice coming from a younger coach who's played the game, that's had a lot of coaches. And if you listen to that, you know that if you talk too much, kids are going to tune you out. So the other thing is, I watched, is that you're teaching kids how not to throw the bat, because a lot of times we tell kids, don't throw the bat. Well, then they go up to play and they throw it because they don't know how to hang on to the bat, you know, and drop it.
Yeah, exactly. The kids at a young age is more so important, but even the older kids, they like to, once they swing, they like to throw the bat. Not only is it a safety thing, they don't want to hit anybody else on deck batter or catcher or umpire, but they don't want to get in trouble with the umpire. So I like to make it a little humorous. If you hit the umpire, you're not gonna have very much luck for the rest of the game. The umpire's not going to be on your side. So you need to drop the bat in a controlled manner, so nothing bad's going to happen to anybody around you, and then that's when we start running. We don't want to just swing freely and let go, and where the bat lands. That's not what we want. So we need to reinforce the fundamentals. Even as basic as they sound, they do need to be reinforced.
And coaches, so you know, the station that Michael runs, he has them swing the bat, and sometimes they'll freeze and they'll drop the bat, and then they'll run. You know, so that way when they freeze, they understand where the time is, where they're going to actually let go of the bat. And that really helps a lot. All right, Michael, last question. Anything you want to add just to some advice to the coaches and parents and that are listening all over the world?
Keep it positive with the kids. The kids love positive reinforcement. The more negative you are with a kid, the more negative effects they have on the game, the more they associate baseball with not being fun. They want to have a fun time when they go out there. So players and parents and coaches, whenever you're talking to another player, try to end on a positive note. Give them something they can take away that'll make them feel good. So at the end of the day, just say, hey, I love watching you play the game. I love what you're doing. And don't leave it on a negative note, because if you leave it on a negative note, they're not going to want to come back, and we want to keep them coming back.
Super, Michael. Thanks for being on the show. Continue your great job.
Thank you for having me, Pete.
All right. Now, finally, you get to the last station. That just happens to be mine, so I'm going to just give you a real quick outline of it. Understand we're going to try to videotape these and also put them on our podcast, send them on social media, and put it all over so you can take a look at them. But briefly, we're going to give you an idea. We're trying to teach kids how to basically catch a baseball, but we don't use a glove, and that's what we talked about with the light wiffle ball bat. We use no gloves at all to start with, especially with the real young kids, the 7 and under, or even 8 and under. We go with no glove, but we show them first when you're breaking a glove, turn it inside out. When you turn it inside out, the glove, and you open it back up, it stays open. Then we show them, secondly, how the hands are going to start when you receive a baseball. They're going to start to the side in this position, not in this position, because in this position, the glove blocks the vision of the throw. So we're going to start here, and then when the ball comes, we're going to rotate our hand to catch it, two hands, or we're going to rotate it down. And that's a shorter version than starting up and coming straight down, because that takes a long time. So we give them a little basic idea. We ask a lot of questions. We never lecture to the kids, ask a lot of questions. And then we tell them all to get a tennis ball or a lighter ball. And with the real, with the 5 and 6 year olds, 7 year olds, a great thing that we learned from Chris Johnson, one of the instructors in here in BC Baseball and an awesome teacher, we use bean bags. We use bean bags because bean bags, you know, are easier to catch for young kids, and they soften into the hand. So they're going to throw the bean bags up and going to try to catch them. We're going to let them count how many times they do it, because that keeps them active. They're going to keep doing it. And if we ask them, if it's too hard, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to lower it. You're not going to throw it so high. And if it's too easy, you're going to throw it higher. And we ask them that question, so they answer. And then we keep going. We see how many they can catch. Then we want them to beat the times they can catch. If they catch 5 the first time, they try to catch 6 the next. So we make it a little bit more competitive. Then we have them move their feet and throw the bean bags up. Then we have them jog around and throw the bean bags up. Then we have them run hard and throw the bean bags up. We also have them throw the bean bags back and forth to each other. If they're too young, we have the parents throw them back and forth. That's a lot of fun. We have them catch the bean bag with the left hand or the right hand. They can catch it with either one. We don't catch it with both. We're going to keep switching. As they get a little older, we also go from catching the beanbag, we use tennis balls to catch up. Now understand, when you throw the beanbag up, you have to do it on your own, because that's working on coordination, also their footwork. They're moving a lot of coordination and movement. So now with the beanbag or the tennis ball, when they throw it up, they're going to have to raise their elbows up. Well, that builds strength on the backside, because every time they raise elbows up, it burns the backside. And that's what you use to raise your elbows when you throw a baseball. So that, and they don't even know they're doing that, but it actually helps them. We continue where we have a little game where you can throw the beanbag or a wiffle ball or tennis ball back and forth. And as you catch it, you move back. As you drop it, you move forward. Now, that's a little game, and they get a little bit better at it. And we increase that to what Coach Reimer was working on. We go to fielding position. We go to throwing position, and then they throw the baseball back and forth. And that's when we put the gloves on. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of movement, a lot of repetition, and also a lot of things that they're going to repeat. Now, there's a lot more than that, but we're going to end the show here. That gave you a little bit idea about the BC Baseball Caravan. Again, we're on 17 cities, 15 locations. This has been outstanding time. We still got 3 more locations to go. Don't forget to go to Baseball Outside the Box. If you want to listen to this, you can also go to live Facebook, my Facebook page. Well, we've got live Facebook also on Baseball Outside the Box with Facebook. Do us a favor. Go to Baseball Outside the Box. Hit the iTunes or the Stitcher logo and join the show. You can listen to all these shows anytime you want, and we're going to send you notices on when the shows are on. And don't forget, help us out. These are awesome shows where we really educate people. Try to send those on your social media so that way we can get the show out to a lot more people. So again, this is Pete Caliendo, Baseball Outside the Box. Don't forget to keep getting educated, because good coaches, educated coaches will help the game increase the number of participants, keep kids in the game longer, and make it a lot more fun for our kids. We are in Salmon Arm, British Columbia, at the BC Baseball Caravan. Thanks for joining the show. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.